A satyogi is consciousness that has chosen complete and total freedom. Elimination of all bondages, all illusions. All attachments, all investments in the unreal. Who has eliminated all traces of self-images, self-concepts, and the source of all suffering, which is the split mind in which subject has become alienated from object, and self turned into other. The satyogi has let go of all that limits our natural and supernatural freedom and empowerment. By dropping all stories, all narratives, all projections, all belief systems, all karmic entanglements, the satyogi knows that consciousness has never been born, never created, never fallen, never suffered, and refuses to forget the real self and fall into a dream that produces only suffering. The satyogi remains always awake, illumined, and free. The satyogi is never agitated, never disturbed, never confused, never lost, never bewildered, never in a state of desire or fear. The satyogi is fully empowered by God. And this is attained because the satyogi's heart is open. And that heart is filled with divine love and reverence for the real, for the Supreme Lord, who is the ordainer of our destiny. And it is that reverence, that adoration, that devotion that creates adherence to the vibrational frequency of God consciousness and brings one out of enmeshment in Maya into the liberated condition of transcendent truth. And once that is attained, the satyogi never falls, never loses consciousness, never forgets, never plays in the illusory phenomenal plane as if one is a created entity, a bodily being, a mere human, but abides always as the infinite Buddha mind, the supreme, unlimited, boundaryless consciousness that has no stories, no narratives, no projections, no movement from the immovable spot, the center, the zero point of absolute presence. Are you a satyogi? Have you chosen to live in truth, or do you still wander in stories, in dialogues with a superego, in search for some fabulous other to rescue you from your loneliness, to wreak vengeance on those who have harmed and rejected and failed to love you? Or are you free of all of that detritus of delusion? Have you escaped from the mass psychosis of the ego? Because the ego is enslavement. It is consciousness that has been captured by the demonic other. A satyogi lives free. Have you chosen freedom? You cannot be half free or part-time free. Freedom is all or nothing. And when there is freedom, there is no anxiety. There are no worries. And there is no superego. There is no inner child. There is no object of desire. There is no otherness. No multiplicity, no illusion that creates paranoia. There is always peace, because the unity that underlies and pervades the multiplicity is completely recognized as the light of the Supreme Presence. And that light always shines through the phenomenal holographic simulation with an energy that brings joy, that brings power, that brings ever-refreshed currents of divine beatitude. And that presence that creates non-duality in the midst of the duality of a dying world enables the eternal life of pure spirit to thrive and to transmit its beauty, its goodness, its purity, its love, its salvific energy to all, and to reunite a fractured field of consciousness into unified, blissful realization of the one absolute self. To accomplish this miracle, you must realize the total contradiction of the self that is free of the bondage of logic, because the self is both empty, nothingness, and totality, and beyond both, and cannot be captured or described or comprehended by the conceptualizing mind, but can only be known through love that brings union in the heart. Have you attained this union? Have you become the blissful Satyogi, the avatar of supreme consciousness? This is the moment to achieve realization of the oneself. It is now or never. Choose wisely. Choose your destiny. And know that your choice is made in total freedom, because you are the self. And whether you choose illusion or truth, the nature of what you are is absolute and unchanging. But your experience, whether it is of illusion or the real, is determined by the clarity and the courage to drop all the lies, all the pettiness, all the weakness of the ego. In this moment of truth, when every being is tested to determine the destiny of your soul, may you accomplish your self-liberation through relentless transcendence of the false, and be granted the power of silence as the gift that is the return of your love for the one Lord of life. Eternal life. But to gain eternal life, one must go beyond the illusion of life and death as a bodily being, and to know yourself as you really are. May you drop all that you are not. Let the light of God shine through your being and fill your consciousness with infinite, impeccable beauty. May you know the peace that comes from total devotion to the creator of your being, and your only friend, your only guide, your only lifeline to salvation, the self that is supreme, over consciousness and all of its manifestations. May you have the greater peace that comes from recognizing that at this moment of the end of Kali Yuga, when all veils of Maya are lifted, the window of opportunity for liberation forever from the wheel of life and death is being offered, and you can claim it in an instant through the simple dropping of the I thought. May you have the courage and perseverance to accomplish this one act that brings every gift of grace. And may you know the supreme and ultimate gift of peace by ascending to the transcendent throne of divine consciousness and participating as co-creator of the next Satyuga, and abiding always transcendent of the dream field and free to express the artistry of infinite consciousness with all of the love and the beauty and the joy that are known only to the Supreme Lord of creation.